from her working for me over the past 2 years now, she was just able to buy a house.
Whoa.
And like a nice house for just...
Love Gangster with Adrian Boysell.
Welcome to the Love Gangster. I'm here with my friend Corey Michael today, and we're going to be talking about how we can kill them with kindness within our own businesses and in our agencies and in our daily lives. But most importantly, Corey Michael and I are both agency owners, so we want to have a conversation and talk about how we incorporate killing them with kindness and love into our day-to-day businesses, internally and externally.
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Good to see you, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump into a conversation about being an agency owner, which we both know is not an easy task.
Boy, howdy.
Woo! I was saying earlier that it's one of those things that is a thankless job, right? It can feel very thankless at times. You make people tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And then after a certain period of time, they're like, cool, thanks. I found somebody to do this for me for $200 a month cheaper.
Right.
Peace out.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I thought we were building something long-term here.
Right.
And that can be a shot to the heart, but it's not the situation and the circumstances that happen to us. It's how we respond to those things. So
absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about your background for people that don't know you, that haven't met you yet. A little bit about who you are, what you do, and the name of your company, and then we can dive a little deeper.
Yeah, heck yeah. Corey Michael, my company is called Holy Shift Creative Studio, and our goal really is to make an impact by design. And so we're a graphic design-focused marketing agency, been around for about 4.5 years at this point. But prior to that, as you know, I was a pastor on staff at a church in the area, and I oversaw all things media, marketing, communication, IT, technology, creative, everything from the design team, photography, building out the website, mobile app. So I got my chops, you know, for 10 years working for a church and then was associate pastor. So I also had, you know, leadership responsibilities and overseeing a volunteer team and organizing fundraising efforts and outreach efforts and speaking from stage. So lots of different things. And in 2019, I started my agency specifically because I felt like the way that I'm wired is a much more personal level than what I felt like I was able to do in that particular church environment. And so started the agency. It did not start off as Holy Shift Creative Studio. It was just a name. It was my name, Corey Michael Design and Consulting, which had a little, you know, pun in that, the command C, because I'm an Apple fangirl. And so, you know, like the CMD plus C. And then it's just kind of evolved over the last few years of focusing more on the design element side of it. But, you know, we're not a massive agency. I don't have dozens and dozens of clients right now. I probably have about 15 to 20 maybe, but it allows me to have the personal relationships and connections with my clients. Because I love just being able to meet people where they're at, see what is in their head, what vision they have either from the CEO or maybe they are the CEO, and just like learning like what is it they're trying to do. And then as you and I are very aligned in a social good, social impact kind of space. And and that's part of why we get along so well, and because our goal is to just make a positive impact on the environment around us in the ways that, you know, the Lord has given us skills and abilities and talents and passions.
Right.
And so that's where the company's at today, and do a lot of fun stuff.
It's a beautiful thing. So you mentioned about people and understanding what's in their head, but I also know that you're very driven toward what's in their heart, right?
100%.
Why they're doing it, what's their motivation behind it. And as like that slogan I was saying is like, kill them with kindness. That's an action, right? I want people to take action. It's one thing to just like be a loving person, be a kind person and to take care of your family. But beyond that, when you're dealing with clients, what are some of the directions or what are some of the characteristics about your brand that you would say are different than you see from other agencies in the way that you interact with these individual, you know, 10, 15, 20 clients that you have?
Yeah. Well, with a name like Holy Shift Creative Studio, it automatically kind of attracts a certain kind of people. There's half the people that are faith-based and they see holy and shift, right? And so there's like a divine movement to it. And then you have the other side that there may not be faith-based, but they're morally inclined, and they just think it's funny because, you know, a shift looks like the expletive. And that was on purpose. And, you know, I truly believe that building brands that are missional based, they've got a reason for why they're doing what they do, not just doing business just to make money, although that's a nice benefit, but actually trying to help people somehow, right? Like those are the kinds of people we like to work with. And so like for my own company, I like to say, you know, we're faith filled, but we're happy to be irreverent, you know, and then we take the work we do very seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously.
That's great.
And so that, that brings in people that are of the same ilk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like this world, this, let me put it this way, this life is far too short to not have a little bit of fun. It's too short to not make an impact and like leave somebody feeling better about themselves, even if it's a marketing manager. There's somebody I'm working with right now who I work with the marketing director directly, and they are trying to find another job, and I am making connections for them because I'm like, I could lose that contract, but it's not about that for me. I want them to flourish as a human, and so I've made several connections for them, and like I love doing that kind of stuff.
You sparked a thought in me. Andy Frisella and Ed Milet have a mastermind group called Arete Syndicate. And one of the things I think Ed Milet said on one of his calls is always give people a story to tell.
Yep.
Right. And so what you're doing there, which I think is very, you're loving on that person, you're supporting that person, you're showing up for them, and you're being very altruistic, which I think is a big premise and a big part of the code that I want to create for Love Gangster is being altruistic in your approach to just loving on people. Our society has become very intentional. I was just talking about this with a client that was in here just a little bit ago. It's like they give with the expectation of something in return. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that part of my personality. I just give because I just want to give.
Right.
I love to give.
As we know, it comes back to bite us sometimes.
And it will. And I have become jaded and have become angry at times in my career about that and be like, man, I help all these people out and they don't do the same for me. And I started to let that change my personality. And I started to surround myself with even some people that were like, that guy doesn't care about you. And he used some different choice words. That guy don't give an F about you. And I was like, oh man, you're right. This guy doesn't care about me. And so I started to let that kind of change my approach and demeanor towards people like, well, if they don't care about me, why do I care about them?
Yeah.
I just need to get paid. I need to take care of my family. And this was years ago, but I did some soul searching and realized like, without that aspect of me and who I am, that is like my secret sauce. It's just loving the heck out of people, regardless of how they respond, regardless if they give anything back. And you're giving that person the story to tell. It's like, hey, this company, you know, didn't care about whether they lost my business or not. They just were there to support me and show me and help me out along my way, which is going to spread like wildfire. And one will become three becomes five. And it's that consistent effort of just serving people and loving people.
Totally. One of the best pieces of advice I got related to this was disconnect yourself from the outcome. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not with an end goal in mind per se of like, I'm doing this so that this can happen, you're disconnecting from the outcome. Not only will that make it less about you and more about the person or the company or whatever, right?
That's right.
But also you won't tie your own self-worth to the outcome, which is a really big thing for a lot of owners, business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneur type folks, that they feel like if this goes south, this is a reflection of me. And that's not true.
It's true.
If you don't let it be true. And so by that disconnection, that just kind of keeps it more pure, more clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then, you know, to the point of like, Love Gangster. I love just like, it's like you said earlier, like gangsters, just they take action, right? And don't wait, don't ask for permission. You just do something because you feel like it's something in your heart that you need to do.
Yep.
and see what happens. An example of this, a couple years ago, I had a client who their daughter had back surgery. Mm. And he didn't tell me this. I just happened to find, I don't even remember how I found out.
Wow.
I found out his 12-year-old daughter had back surgery.
Yeah.
And I hand wrote a card to her. And I said, you know, I hope you get back to feeling better soon. I included a little $25 Amazon card and I sent it. I said, make sure your dad buys you as much ice cream as you want. And he FaceTimed me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got a call. I was like, why is he FaceTiming me right now? Because I actually had forgotten I had sent the card. And he was like emotional and was like, thank you so much for that. Like, that really meant a lot.
Love and action.
It's a love in action, right? And like, I didn't, and he's not even a client of mine anymore. Like, the big reveal, he's not a client anymore, but like that was, but unrelated, you know, things, but like that was something that was meaningful to him and to his daughter that she will always remember.
Always.
And even if that doesn't come back to me in business somehow, was never about that. It's like, I want to take action to show somebody that I care, not just about getting their money. I care about your family. I care about you having a whole family, right? And because that's scary when your kid like has something happen to them. That's, I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and like anything happens, I'm like, oh my gosh, come here, you know?
Yeah, and I think there's something to be spoken for when it comes to love and action and taking those effects, regardless of what the outcome is, whether they stayed a client and paid you money or not, right? Money's just an outcome of things, and it really isn't that important in the grand scheme of things. But if you actually look at the ripple effect that that's going to have, how is he going to treat his clients now?
Yep.
If he hears that his client has a child or a family member or even themselves that are injured, I bet you he's going to either at least the bare minimum give it a second thought to maybe I should write them a card and do what Corey does. And what is that going to do for her, right?
Right.
And how's that going to impact the rest of her life? Little ripple effects. That's like throwing the rock into the pond, and we don't see the things that happen beyond us.
Or the butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect is a really great word for it. And so like that butterfly effect, we don't get to see the ripple effect and the butterfly effect that happens from these things, but just knowing that we are being in alignment. And I think that's the most beautiful and most powerful part about this whole thing is we're in alignment with who we truly are. Like this whole Love Gangster thing was born from Adley, the social media creator, content creator, saying, you just take two things that don't belong together and combine them. I'm like, well, that's kind of funny. I'm kind of a dichotomy of like this gangster kind of personality where like, you don't want to mess with me, but not from a place of like fear, but of a place of love.
Yeah.
Like, I will kill you with kindness. And so like my waitress a couple nights ago, we go to sit down with a guy that came in from the UK. We met him in San Diego and then he flew in before he flew home to the UK. And I'm like, you can't believe how good this restaurant is in Lincoln. It's the best restaurant in town, probably even maybe in the whole area. You're going to love it. He ordered this crepe. It was super bomb. And he gets his food. They sit it down and within 3 minutes, he looks down and there's a bug in his food. And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
The one time. I've been coming here for 5 years. I wonder how many bugs I've eaten.
I know.
Or maybe there's never been a bug.
Yeah.
But the one time
right.
he spots a bug in his food, and it was an aphid of all things. And the owner comes up to me and he's like, meal's on me. Don't even worry about it. He wasn't wanting to eat. My boy Ryan wasn't wanting to eat. And I was already eating my burger. So I was like, whatever. But he comped our whole meal. I was like, man, I love this place. This guy's so good, even though there was that issue. And so I knew the waitress. I'm like, if our meal was comped, she wasn't going to get paid.
Mm.
So my meal was like 45, 48 bucks. And I would have had to tip her on a normal meal like 10 bucks. So I tipped her 20.
Nice.
I tipped her $20 bill. I'm like, you know, she doesn't have to lose out. It wasn't her fault. She didn't make the food. She didn't not wash the salad or whatever. And so just being able to love on that person anyway. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're taken care of. And so just doing stuff like that for people, like how many people that are watching this, and this is the challenge that we're going to leave people with on this one, is just start with the simplest task. The next time you go through a Dutch Brothers, a Starbucks drive-through, any kind of drive-through, because I know you're going through drive-throughs, we all do it.
Yeah.
The next time you go through a drive-through, I want you to pay for the person behind you's meal.
Easy.
Just a simple little task. And for any of you guys that do that, when you're listening to this episode, I want you to comment down below what you did. And if you do that, then I'll give you an opportunity to potentially be on this show to tell your story. We can do a live call, things like that in the future as things start to progress with Love Gangster, when we build this thing into something even bigger, because I have some good plans for this. But I want you to just start with something simple. I'm going to document that for myself, whether it's at In-N-Out or one of the burger joints or any restaurant that I go to. I'm going to pay for the meal of the person there. And my wife is the one that probably has instilled this in me more than anybody. Like, that's how I know she's my my soulmate, my best friend, and she just brings out the best in me is there was an old man sitting at the same restaurant about a month ago at the table by himself eating alone. Mm. And she went in and paid for his whole meal.
Aww.
You know, it's just stuff like that. So that's my challenge for you guys is go out there and pay for somebody's meal, somebody's drink, whatever it is for the person behind you. Maybe you're in line at coffee, but pay for somebody else and just watch how good that makes them feel and just watch the reaction on their face. But then you're going to feel that inside. And it's going to start to build momentum yep. for bigger and better things and ways that you can bless people in their life.
Yep.
So
yep.
I want to ask you on the business side for a second, in incorporating love and that social impact into your culture within mm-hmm. your team, how do you go about instilling that value and helping the people that you work with that are on your team to be more like that on a daily basis?
Yeah. So I've got a team of 7 people right now. And every time I meet with one of them one-on-one, or if we do a team meeting, I like to remind them not necessarily explicitly every single time, but more implicitly, like, I want you to know that I do not care about the work getting done if your family has an emergency.
That's right.
Right. Or like your development in your own area of expertise or passion or whatever it is, like I want that to always be your focus. What you're working on for me, you know, because they're contract employees, so I have a little bit of flexibility there. What you're working on for me and our clients, like I will always be the ultimate backup to get it done. If like you need to go, like something happens, right? And so just by, and I've had my team all tell me like how thankful they are that I have that kind of culture where like family always comes first.
Beautiful.
That was not the, you know, as sad as it is, the church that I worked at the time was not like that.
Wow.
And so this is something that has really meant something to me too. I want to make sure that the people I take care of never have to experience working for me what some piece of crap, other company might have for them.
That's right.
Because I want them to know all the time, I value you as the person. And then they, in turn, treat their friends and their family and their, if they have employees or they have contract workers or they have clients or whatever, the same way. Yeah. And so that's something that we talk about. And like I try to have regular touch bases with their own personal goals. Like, what can I help you for, mm-hmm. you know, towards this year? Here's a great example. I have a client, not a client, a team member who's actually a Filipino VA.
Nice.
And I pay her well for her, you know, for more than just a living wage in the Philippines. And that's not even that much for compared to our dollars. But for her, from her working for me over the past 2 years now, she was just able to buy a house.
Whoa.
And like a nice house for just, she was living with her parents and her 2 kids, and she was able to actually go and buy a house. And she told me this. I'm like, I got emotional. I was like, oh my gosh, I just helped somebody in another country, but like buy a house.
Still.
She can have her own space with her kids. She doesn't have to like tiptoe around her parents sleeping, and her sister was living there, and like multiple people.
Wow.
And she said that she started crying. She was talking to somebody, I forget who it was, but she started crying talking about it, just how thankful she was to have the opportunity with me. I'm like, that's the impact with my own team I want to have.
That's right.
And you know, again, like with the client side of it too, just like caring about the marketing manager more than about the contract itself. Like, and being verbal about it. Like, I want you to know, like, I care about you, not just this gig.
Well, just think about how that flows into somebody's work, right? When you show up to work now and now you have your own home and you have your own space and you have your own ability to do what you want, when you want, and not have to tiptoe around, like you were saying.
Yeah.
That's a huge shift. I'm sure you've probably seen change in her work.
She's like, I'm going to work extra hard now. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. Like, you're already doing a great job. But right. like the way she shows up is definitely different. Like she's more energy. She's happier. Wow. And it's really great.
So what I take from all that, the biggest takeaway for me is that servant leadership is you're leading by example. And that's the one thing I like about some of the mentors that I've had. The people that I buy into, or I would say even better, the people that I invest into in the relationships, like we were talking about Nicholas earlier. The reason why I invested into his stuff is because he was the first person, whether it was a workout Wim Hof breathwork, a cold plunge, whatever it was, he was always the first person to be down and in it with us, doing the workout, doing the exercise, doing the hard things, and he was never afraid to do that.
Yeah.
He was always leading the group by example. And so I think that's a really powerful way to approach a business and to build a culture around social impact. Giving back is like your cup overflows and you flow right onto your team, and then your team's flow overflowing onto your clients, and then they're overflowing onto their family, and again that ripple effect happens. So that's,
it's all related.
That's really neat, dude.
Yep.
So what would you say to close it out, is your favorite social impact client that you've had? Like, what's a project that you worked with, somebody that you're doing a project with that you're just like, gives you excitement just thinking about the work that you guys are doing?
So I would say it's very random. I mentioned them earlier to you, but I'm working with a company that is a family legacy gold mining and timber operations company. Wow. Down in Guyana, and which is in South America. Yep. And they are Guyana is the only fully Western friendly English speaking country in Guyana, or in South America, they are, as part of this gold mining process, you know, there's all sorts of laws they have to follow, of course, but they are one of the only operations globally, gold mining, that is not blood money. They pay all of the locals very well. They are helping build that local economy. And then part of their expansion into timber is actually very aligned with the UN's environmental sustainability goals. Excuse me. And there's a huge opportunity there. So they're doing a lot of just great work of, you know, they're actually based in Folsom, but they're operating in Guyana. And the CEO is a Christian dude as well. And they're just doing really great work. And my company gets to make investor pitch decks and one pager documents, and we built their website, and we're doing some social graphics for them. Like, we're doing all sorts of stuff. And, but it's just an interesting kind of different approach to social impact. Like, they're helping literally build the local economy of a country.
That's incredible.
Which is a lot of fun. And then something more locally, there's a nonprofit I do some work for, that they build dream bedrooms for terminally ill children.
Whoa.
And so I'm doing some work for them with some packaging for some products they have, and enjoying that. Wow. And so it really ranges, you know, what the kind of stuff we're doing that is social impact minded.
See, that's neat. And so if you guys are watching this and you have a small business entrepreneur, your business owner locally, wherever you're listening to this from, you want to align yourself with people like Corey. You want to align yourself with people like me that are actually going out there and wanting to make the world a better place and helping other people make the world a better place, right? That ripple effect. Like, we help our clients, those clients help their clients and their customers. And so being able to align yourself with people like that, if you're looking for community, if you're looking to find a partner that you can actually know is doing good work, has a good team, that has that solid foundation below them, I think that's the biggest thing, is love is the foundation of how we operate.
Absolutely.
It's what's got us through our marriages and hard times in our relationships, through difficulties and friendships and all the different things, business partnerships. It's that one thing that if you build your foundation on that, it's pretty indestructible. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you're listening to this and you're looking for somebody like Corey to work with on your graphics, he's your guy. So if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Holyshift.studio is my website. And then you can also find me on LinkedIn is the best place. And just Corey Michael, and you should be able to find me on there.
Sweet stuff, man. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the very first episode of The Love Gangster. We got so much more coming, a lot of really great stuff. And as you remember, go out there and actually buy somebody's meal or buy somebody's drink behind you in line, wherever you're at, and come back and report that to me. I want to hear about it. Or you'll be swimming with the fishes. Capiche?
All right, guys. Kill them with kindness.
That's right. God bless. And as always, keep looking up.